Huh?
There it was, right before my very eyes. I stopped in my tracks and, well, Drover ran into me. He always does that when we're in marching formation. I stop suddenly and he runs into me. It really burns me up, but on this occasion I was too shocked and amazed to react to Drover's blundering. Holy smokes, Drover, do you see what I see?
Well, I saw your tail section. It stopped all of a sudden, and
never mind the small stuff, son. What I'm seeing up ahead is deadly serious.
I'll be darned. I wonder what it could be.
I pointed a paw at the garden fence. Look at that. Someone or something has burrowed under the garden fence.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a report about that.
He sat down and began scratching his left ear.
I think I wrote a report about that.
Did I? You wrote a report that was worthless. Why didn't you bring me this information the instant you found it?
Well, I was busy, I guess.
Never mind. And stop scratching on the job. Let's move forward and study the crime scene. I crept forward on silent paws, closer and closer, until I was standing right over the alleged hole under the fence. Well, there it is, son. There can no longer be any doubt or question about it. Someone burrowed under the garden fence. The evidence is indisputable. Fresh dirt, odd little tracks in the... Wait a minute. Fresh dirt? I whirled around and faced my assistant. Did you hear that, Drover? Fresh dirt.
No thanks, I'm stuffed. And I never eat dirt anyway.
No, you missed the point. The dirt we're seeing here is moist and fresh. Do you see what that means?
Well, I guess if you ate dirt, you'd want it to be fresh.
I stared at the little goof. No, it means, listen carefully, I don't want to repeat myself. It means the villain has returned and might be in the garden at this very moment. I heard him gasp.
You mean, oh my gosh. You know, Hank, this old leg sure has been acting up. Maybe I'd better
stand your ground, son. We may be very close to a combat situation.
Help! The pain! Oh, my leg!
Hush!